Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
Great to be here with you, Brittany, and thank you to AFGE and the PSCA for supporting the show. We appreciate it.
And joining us right now from Politico, we've got Victoria Guida. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced your last name.
It's Guida. It's fine.
Guida? Okay. I was close, guys. Sin, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to talk a little bit about Trump's Treasury puts consumer watchdog in the crosshairs. What is going on?
So the Treasury Department issued a report on Monday that basically the president had called for with an executive order. He asked for a review of all of the existing financial regulations, and Treasury is actually going to issue a series of reports, but this first one that was released on Monday relates to banks and credit unions specifically. And it's quite a long report. It's about 150 pages. But one of the things that it does go most aggressively after is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was created by the Dodd-Frank law, which was enacted to put more regulations on banks after the financial crisis.
Okay.
And so why are they doing it? What is the reasoning here? What are they saying is wrong with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that needs to be fixed?
Sure. Well, so one of industry's and Republicans' main complaints with the CFPB is that they think that the single director has too much power because, a lot of the financial agencies are run by multi-person commissions, and it's just run by one person, and he can't be fired except for cause, which means he has to have done something, you know, illegal or immoral or something like that. So basically they say that it's too much power concentrated in one person's hands. They also say that, the CFPB, rather than putting out clear rules and guidance, just kind of goes after companies and says, you know, what you're doing is hurting people, and the companies are sort of caught off guard because they feel like they don't have clear rules. That's sort of the argument against the FPB.
And so are you finding that that's actually true? I mean, are there clear guidelines? That seems sketchy to me. That seems like a sketchy reason. I feel like it's unlikely that the government instates something that doesn't actually have any rules.
Well, so it's sort of a complicated legal question, but I mean, the CFPB does put out rules and guidance on certain things. So, it's not like they're just totally flying by the seat of their pants. But, I mean, part of the issue is that they have jurisdiction over unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices, which is sort of a sweeping jurisdiction.
Right.
So it's the kind of thing where you can't necessarily have too much sympathy for people that are, potentially screwing over their customers. But at the same time, you can be somewhat sympathetic to the fact that, maybe people at times do have legitimate instances when they didn't realize that what they were doing was against the rules, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. So obviously there are a lot of the purpose of this is consumer protection, right? So there are certainly some things that are good about it. What's Elizabeth Warren saying? And then what's Elizabeth Warren saying? Let's start there.
Yes. Elizabeth Warren sort of helped inspire the creation of this agency. It's returned about $12 billion to customers, according to its own estimates. That includes an $100 million fine against Wells Fargo for that scandal last year where a bunch of their employees were opening fake accounts for people to meet sales numbers. It definitely has strong supporters, particularly on the Democratic side. The Republicans aren't necessarily looking to get rid of it. Although House Republicans did pass a bill that would significantly pare it back, basically make it sort of a streamlined enforcement agency rather than having a broader supervisory type role. But it's the future of the agency is very much in flux, including the fact that there's actually a court case against the CFPB's director over whether it's constitutional that he can't be fired by the president. So very, very interesting politics.
Okay. Yeah, this is very interesting. I did not know actually a lot of this, so I'm learning some things here today.
That's good.
Yeah. I always like a day when I can learn something new. It's so much better than being in school.
Yeah. So would they, in the reforms that the Republicans are proposing, would that sort of spread out the power between a committee or multiple people? Is that part of what they're trying to do, is get it out of the hands of one person?
Yeah, that's one of the things that they talked about doing. The guy who spearheaded the bill in the House, his name is Jeb Hensarling. He chairs the House Financial Services Committee. He had originally drafted the bill so that it was a commission, but he ended up changing it back to keeping a single director. But they want that person to be essentially be able to be fireable by the president, which is also one of the things that Treasury has suggested.
Okay.
That's interesting. So, I mean, it's obviously this could get really wonky, but in your estimation, would these changes kind of just remove the teeth from what we have, or would they actually be helpful?
Yeah, I mean, so you can definitely argue that it would remove teeth. I mean, part of the argument against them is that they're too aggressive, right? So it kind of depends on whether you like the amount of aggressiveness that they are or not. So it definitely would make it weaker. The question is whether you think that's a good thing or not.
So is there a, I know they've tried to push some stuff through already, but is there like an actual timeline of when they would hope to enact something and when they would really like to, you know, put some changes in place?
Yeah, so the thing about passing these types of reforms through Congress is that they have to go to the Senate. And in the Senate, legislation is subject to filibuster, so they still need 60 votes.
Okay.
So they're actually going to need Democrats for any changes that they want to make to Dodd-Frank.
Okay.
And Democrats are pretty unlikely to support big changes to CFPB. You know, the only types of changes that they're likely to support to Dodd-Frank would be, you know, very small targeted changes. So it's not likely for some of these big changes to happen if the court case goes through, then the director may become fireable anyway. So that will be important to watch. But in terms of what's realistically going to happen, unless, Republicans, what they want to do is, as you said, this does get very wonky, but there's something called budget reconciliation where this is what they're trying to do with Obamacare, where if something affects the budget, there's a procedural thing where they only need 51 votes. There is that CFPB is not actually subject to funding by Congress. It gets its funding through the Federal Reserve.
Gotcha.
So what Republicans want to do is they want to subject it to funding by Congress, and then they want to be able to make the changes without having to go through the filibuster. So
that
it's going
sounds
to be an interesting...
sneaky and underhanded to me.
it's going to be interesting to watch exactly how this all plays out.
Definitely. Well, we'll have to keep ourselves updated. Come back again and join us and let us know what's going on.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. That was Victoria Guida with Politico. I'm Angela Bachman here with Brittany Sheets on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.